and welcome to First Bite, a Nation's Restaurant News podcast. I'm your host, Holly Petrie. Today is Friday, July 29th, and here are your top stories. First, the SBA is sitting on $180 million in undistributed Restaurant Revitalization Fund money. The National Restaurant Association is asking the Small Business Administration to distribute these unobligated funds to eligible recipients. Second, how Hooters treats its girls. From the chief people officer down to Miss Hooters International, they're not just girls anymore. Third, Cheesecake Factory revenues increased despite inflation headwinds. Cheesecake Factory restaurants registered 4.7% increase in same-store sales in Q2. Fourth, Chipotle Mexican Grill puts a focus on boosting throughput. The largely new workforce needs to be more, quote, rush-ready, CEO Brian Nichols says. And finally, delivering the digital restaurant. Delivery is dead, long live delivery. As layoffs mount and financial markets shift, it's important to remember that delivery and the technology that has empowered it is no passing fad. Now let's dive deeper into one of these stories. The U.S. Small Business Administration has yet to disburse $180 million of unobligated funds that were set aside for the Restaurant Revitalization Fund as of June 2022, according to a July report published by the U.S. Government Accountability Office. The Government Accountability Office analyzed weakness and issues with the Restaurant Revitalization Fund program, which appropriated $28.6 billion to the food service industry in 2021. According to the report, 88% of applicants were eligible for funding, but only 40% ended up receiving Restaurant Revitalization Fund money. Here's Joanna Fantozzi with more on the story.
What's interesting is that according to the report, they actually said that the SBA has said that they will continue distributing these awards, they're calling it, I guess, awarded funds, until that money is depleted. What we don't really know about, and this is where I was kind of lost, and I would like to get some information from the SBA. So SBA, if the government's listening, can you please get back to me and explain this? So basically, they found that there was, of that $180 million, there is $24 million set aside for litigation. And so we don't know exactly what that means. And then there's also $56 million that came from returned awards. So that's kind of interesting, right? It seems like a pretty large sum. So people that applied for the Restaurant Revitalization Fund got the money and then returned that money, either through their own volition or because it was rejected by the bank for some reason.
Nearly three quarters of recipients were businesses owned by women, veterans, or members of socially or economically disadvantaged groups. The Restaurant Revitalization Fund was originally set up to prioritize funding businesses owned by these groups, but a group of lawsuits decreed the policy as discriminatory and the SBA had to walk back this policy.
As they say in the report, that they are going to keep going until that $180 million is gone. So they're basically asking them to redistribute that funding. What I find interesting, though, is because another round of the RF was rejected by Congress, I don't know if they have to do anything with that money to redistribute it. Would that $180 million just go back into the federal budget? I don't know. So that's what we're trying to figure out. Like I said, a lot of questions here. Something that I found particularly interesting is that the report didn't just basically come up with this $180 million sum, which is pretty significant, but also found that there were significant issues with fraud with restaurants that received funding that shouldn't have, either that they weren't qualified for some reason or another, or that they fraudulently filled out an application or something like that. And basically the Government Oversight Committee, the Accountability Office, this report found that there were 4,000 instances of that, of fraud.
But how are restaurants feeling hearing this?
I think they're probably feeling really frustrated, would be my guess, because there was such a fight for so long, for over a year, to try and get a second round of this Restaurant Revitalization Fund. And to hear that $180 million is still out there that was set aside for the Restaurant Revitalization Fund, and there's not anything being done with it that we know of, it's probably incredibly frustrating. I'm sure a lot of restaurants that applied for RRF and did not get it that first time around are probably closed at this point.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and in the meantime, stay up to date with your news on NRN.com.